New Country Z100, Chris Stapleton and Traveler. It's 8:15 this morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show, joined by my friend Shad from Black Diamond Harley-Davidson. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Beautiful day out there. A little chilly, but yep. Beautiful day. I'm glad to see the sun shining.
Yeah. Hey,
all
man.
This rain been going on.
So. I know. We've had like wind.
We had a lot of wind.
When it gets that windy, can you leave the bikes out there at Black Diamond?
You know what? It got so windy there. A couple weeks ago, it was so windy that it blew two of the windshields off.
Oh, my goodness.
Two windshields of the bikes just sitting there. The wind caught them and blew two of the windshields off.
Wow.
It was pretty windy and stuff. And it makes it a little harder to ride because you kind of ride in an angle a little bit. You know, you're going straight down the road, but the bike's kind of,
yeah.
It does. It makes it a little harder, but you can still ride in the wind. It ain't too bad, though.
Well, man, hey, you're getting ready to do something here this summer. And what's great about Black Diamond Harley-Davidson, they have this model. It's like, come join the party. And, Shad, you guys are going to throw a party here. I'm going to give the dates, June 17th and June 18th, a Friday and Saturday deal. What are you going to do?
You know what? It's time for another big concert. We still do not know what we're doing with these concerts. I want everybody to know that right now. I'm not a concert guy, but I do like to have a party and have a good time. So I'm excited about it. And we're going to, on June 17th, which is a Friday night, mm-hmm. our Friday night show, one of the bands, one of the main bands, is going to be 38 Special.
Yeah.
38 Special. And I think that'll be great. Some good old Southern rock and everything. It'll be a really good show. I've got two other headlining bands that are nationally known. It won't be not knocking our Southern Illinois local bands because Southern Illinois has got some of the best local bands ever, you know, and I'd say I'll have some of them on the side stage and, different stuff going on like we did the other ones, but I'll have two more headlining big name bands on Friday night with 38 Special. And then on Saturday night, my main headliner is going to be Bo Cephas, a little Hank Jr.
Yeah!
I think it's going to be really, really cool. I'm excited about it.
Country boy can survive.
Yes, it's going to be some good, just some good old country there. So Hank Jr.'s not been around here in a long time, and so I'm excited to bring him back to town here and let him come and party with us over there at Black Diamond.
Yeah, man. So that is June 17th and June 18th. What you could do real easy is go ahead and get that hotel room there at the, what is it there?
Yeah, the Comfort Inn or whatever. Yeah. So you're just right there and just walk right across the street.
Because that's where the concert's going to be, out in the field.
It will be. It'll be right over there where we had Eric Church and Kid Rock. It'll be out there in the field, and it's going to be a party because actually with Hank Jr. also, there will be two big bands. So it'll be, so we'll have six big name bands for that weekend, and it's going to be a great thing. We're trying to do a few things a little different this year.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be able to, you can buy... if you want a 2-day pass.
Okay.
So save some money and get a 2-day pass. You know, a lot of people, you know, Eric Church and the Kid Rock tickets were, you know, got up there to be pretty expensive at times. I do understand. Yeah. A lot cheaper than what they are in St. Louis or other places like that. But it was still getting up there. So 38 Special tickets are going to start out at $18.
Nice.
$18 for 38 Special.
Yeah.
Hank Jr., $38.
How about that?
$38 is what tickets will start out for Hank Jr. So trying to do that. We will have a 2-day pass where you can get them a little cheaper and stuff. Another thing we're going to do this year, you can take lawn chairs.
That's great.
Yeah, you can take a lawn chair, take a blanket, be able to sit back there. If you plan on taking lawn chairs and stuff, though, go ahead. Just get the general admission ticket, though.
If you're in the pit, you'll have a pit area,
yes,
too,
we will have a pit area. And another thing that we're doing different is we're having a VIP area. Ooh. So you have your regular pit, but also right there at the stage is going to be the VIP of the pit. So you'll I think they're going to do 100 maybe a couple, maybe a little bit more, 100 to 200 tickets that are going to be right on the stage that if you want to be right up there in the very, very front, you can get right up there. So it'll be, I'm excited. I think it'll be great. I'm a huge Hank Jr. fan, and I think it'll be really cool to get him back here. Last time I seen him down here, I think it was the early 90s, late 80s, something like that, over in DuCoin was like the last time I had seen him. And
I saw him in DuCoin as well. And I think what's cool is a lot of things have happened in his career. And now when he gets someplace, he puts on I mean, a heck of a show.
Heck of a show. You know what? These other two, whenever Kid Rock and Eric Church did it, you know, I had to pay them up front, do all this, all that.
Yeah.
Hank Jr., you know, because at one time he had a name. He might play a couple songs and then walk off the stage and be done.
Yeah.
And
we remember those days.
We don't pay him until after the show. So, hey! and so, yeah, so we know that he's going to put on a good show or he don't get paid. So he's going to get out there and he has to play a certain amount of time and everything or he don't get paid. So, you know, whenever you're not going to get a paycheck, you do some, you work at it a little bit harder.
Dude, I'm laughing because you handled that beautifully.
Oh, dude, you got to.
In the back of people's minds, I think they were probably all thinking about that. Well, I saw him back in 77.
Yeah.
You know.
He was drunk and played two songs, got mad and threw a chair and walked off. So, nope, that ain't going to happen to Black Diamond. I guarantee you that, or he does not get a paycheck. So.
And so, hey, could you imagine being with all your friends, you're hanging out, you're at Black Diamond. They're in the concert venue area over there, and you're singing along to songs like Family Tradition. I mean, come on.
Oh, he's got so many of them, man. He's got so many hits. You forget about half the songs that he's had, you know? Mm-hmm. He's been Entertainer of the Year 5 years, you know? Just
crazy stuff
like that. So he is, it's going to be good. You know, he's a legend here. There's no doubt about it. He's a country legend, and, you know, we're losing a lot of these guys like you know. So go check him out. It could be the last time that you ever do see him. You know, he is getting up there a little bit in age, too, you know.
Man.
So I'm excited about it. I think it'll be cool for Southern Illinois, and it'll be a good time. And like I said, he's going to have two that I can't announce yet, but I'm excited about that. The two other people that's going to be with him, too. So it'll be good.
It'll be
a good time.
Now, here's the other thing. When do the tickets go on sale?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yes, next Friday. Tickets will go on sale next Friday. You can get on our website and everything now, and we'll have a lot of the, you know, the different things, where the tickets are. You can look at the venue and the ticket pricing right there and all that kind of stuff. You can check it out. But tickets go on sale next Friday, so you can actually, you'll be able to purchase your tickets there. And but get on the website, blackdiamondhd.com, and then you can get a lot more information.
What was cool about the concerts last year with Eric Church, and you know, you proved to a bunch of people that it can be done.
It can be done. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
And what I heard from people is like, you know, I felt close up to it, especially the people who were in the pit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the type of thing where you can't get that close in, like, no offense to the St. Louis people listening, but in the Scott Trade, every concert I've been up there, it's been 300-something.
Absolutely.
I've never purchased tickets and been down at, like, 107.
Because you don't want to pay $300 for a ticket.
That's exactly
you
right.
You know, and... And it's still not the same when it's in an inside venue like that.
Right.
And so, you know, whenever you're out there, it's just going to be like you're part of it and get with your buddies and everything else. And you know what? And we do have some of the sponsorship booths. We will be selling some of those booths and everything, because a lot of people ask, how do I get up in there? Because, you know, you do have your own little area that you can do your own little thing with your group or whatever, you know, and do that. So we will have some of those. You can call the dealership and check out on there. And it might be even online what that is. And that'll get you, like, into both shows. You have passes to both shows for, like, 25 people.
Now, those are going to sell out fast.
They'll sell out fast. Those go out really fast. But it's really cool. And just in case you want to have your family with you, if you got, you know, grandma with you and stuff and don't really want to be around that many people, you can set her up there in a chair or something like that. But now that you can take lawn chairs, I'm excited about that, because we did have a few people complaining, hey, I just can't stand there all day like that, you know.
I know what you're saying.
And so I think it's good if you wanted to take a lawn chair and set it back. And you know what? I guess that you can go ahead and purchase your VIP seat if you want to and bring a lawn chair and just set them back there in the back, and then if you want to, you know, wait till your band that you want to hear, or if you want to go back and forth and sit down a little bit, you can do it that way. But just don't think that you can take the lawn chairs up into the very front. That ain't going to happen. Okay. The lawn chairs will be back there towards the back. I'm sorry about that, but they'll be back in the general admission.
When we get off the air, I will tell you a funny story about lawn chairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But I wait till we get off the air.
You know what? And why I'm really excited about that too is I know I'm going to collect a lot more lawn chairs. You know. So because most people will be like, I'm just leaving that.
They're leaving that one.
I'm going to go buy a cheap one and I'll just leave it at the show and go. So we'll be able to have chairs to sit around or something and talk about.
Tickets on sale next Friday at 9 a.m. when the Black Diamond doors open, and also online at blackdiamondhd.com. Once again, June 17th, 38 special. nationally known touring acts appearing before 38 specials, just $18 on that Friday. And then June 18th, that Saturday, Hank Williams Jr., plus a couple more big names out there as well for only $38, Black Diamond, Harley Davidson. Shad, what do you say we play some Hank?
Absolutely.
This is my all-time favorite Hank Williams Jr. song.
Oh, you just sing along with it, Ken.
You know
just go
what?
Ahead. Sing along.
I will turn my microphone off when I sing along, but this is one we all know and love.
There you go.
There we go. A little country boy can survive. June 18th, going to be a big weekend at Black Diamond Harley-Davidson.